Recorded Books presents She's Going to Pay by Alexandra Ivey. Narrated by Libby McKnight. Chapter 1. June, 2016. Canton, Missouri. Case dismissed. Bam! The smash of the gravel added an exclamation at the end of the judge's statement. And that was that. The 9-month nightmare ended with one resounding thud. On cue, the avid spectators surged to their feet. Their cheers, protests, and gasps of disbelief, creating an incoherent babble. Jessie Hudson blocked out the sound as she pushed her way through the crowd that had gathered in tight knots to discuss the abrupt conclusion to the scandal that had rocked Canton, Missouri, a sleepy little college town on the banks of the Mississippi River. Her neighbors might be packed in the old courthouse, with its layers of dark wood paneling and rows of uncomfortable benches, to enjoy the spectacle of Mac Hudson being charged with the murder of his wife, Victoria Ralston Hudson, and stepdaughter, Tegan Ralston. But for Jessie, it had been a matter of life or death, literally. Dad. Leaning across the wooden barrier, she tapped her father on the back of his shoulder to gain his attention. Mac Hudson slowly turned, and Jessie struggled to hide a dismay. Her dad had always been a large man with a barrel chest and a laugh that could fill the room. He'd never been handsome, his features too blunt and his jowls too heavy. But there'd been an engaging charm in his ready smile. That charm was one of the many reasons that his bar, the tap room, had been such a success over the years. Now he looked worn, not just because he'd lost weight, or because his blonde hair had receded from his forehead. The months since his second wife and stepdaughter had mysteriously disappeared had drained his very soul, sucking away the joy that once twinkled in his eyes. I told you. Her words came out in a fierce burst. I knew this stupid farce would never go to trial. His smile didn't reach his eyes. I'm glad one of us was so certain.
There was never a doubt, never.
Mac released a shaky sigh. What would I do without you?
Starve, for one thing. Lucky for you, I have a pot of your favorite chili in the crock pot, and a skillet of cornbread waiting to go into the oven.
Her dad groaned. Oh, God, after 3 months of jail food, that sounds like heaven. Jessie stepped back.
Then let's go.
I can't. Not yet. Jessie's heart stopped, instantly assuming the worst. Who could blame her? There'd been one horrible shock after another.
Why not? Is something wrong?
Not wrong, but annoying. My lawyer warned me that there would be a pile of paperwork I would need to read and sign if they let me go today. I assume it's his way of earning his outrageous fee. His gaze drifted to the gathered crowd, a shudder racing through his body that was wrapped in a suit 2 sizes too large. Besides, I'd rather wait for the gawkers to drift away before showing my face in public again. Jessie glanced over her shoulder. The windows of the courtroom were large and arched, but the glass was frosted to mute the late afternoon sunlight, leaving the dozen or so stragglers in gray shadows, like black and white silhouettes. One form remained apart from the others, openly glaring in their direction. The short, heavyset man wearing a deputy's uniform stood with his hands planted on his hips, close enough to the handgun holstered at his side to be an unspoken warning. Adam Tillman was only 5 years older than Jessie, who'd turned 19 a month ago, but he looked at least twice her age. His round, pudgy face was twisted into a jaded expression, as if he harbored a general dislike for the world. Plus, there was something sinister about